This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio, WEI. Patrick Gilroy sitting in for Mike Mananski this evening. Taking you guys up until 10 o'clock. Number to join us here, 617-779-7937. You text the program, 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And while I consider myself a basketball aficionado, I am nothing when compared to the next guy we're going to have on the program from ESPN, from the Boston Globe, and now from Bob Ryan's Boston podcast, available on CLNS Radio and on iTunes. Bob Ryan. Bob, thanks for taking a few minutes tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Patrick, and thanks for the plug.
Oh, yeah, I got to do a plug, right? Nobody does anything.
If you hadn't done it, I would have asked. Don't worry.
I know you would have corrected me. So, look, I know it doesn't look good for the Celtics tonight, but I got to ask you right off the top here. This 10-game winning streak and getting contributions from so many young guys. When's the last time you saw a team reel off something like this while guys like Semi Ojeleye and Tice are out there giving this team meaningful minutes?
There really is no parallel in my 48-year experience watching the team, with the closest possible thing being back in 1970-71, Dave Cowens' rookie year. They ran off a 10-game streak in November and December that set up was then a 44-win season, which we weren't expecting. And then in 72-73, they started the season 10-0, en route to a 68-win season. But by that time, it wasn't about youth. They were pretty well settled in. So the closest thing, you'd have to go back. But even that team in 70-71, yes, Cowens was a rookie, and JoJo White was young, and Don Chaney was young, and Steve Kuberski. But there were some guys named Havlicek, Sanders, and Nelson that had something to do with it, too. So, but this youth-oriented, and that includes Kyrie, who's still only 25,
right,
run is very impressive.
And that was my one fear going into this season. And before the Hayward injury, you knew the Celtics were going to be top-heavy talent-wise with their big three of Horford, Hayward, and Kyrie. It was the veteran pieces that were no longer going to come off the bench, and you didn't know what we were going to get from the rest of these guys. And to rely on these young players, I think it was a calculated risk on Danny's part. So far, through 12 games, it seems to have paid off. Yeah.
No question. I mean, Semi, he's somebody that most people had no idea about, and Yabusele, no idea about. But the others are young guys who are developing. Smart keeps getting better, although everybody's having a terrible shooting night tonight. But Smart keeps getting better. Rozier, there's a guy that I know they like. They love his speed. They liked him as a rookie. Maybe didn't progress as quite as far last year as they thought, but you can see what they see in him now this year. And then Brown, I love Brown, and Tatum is a great pick, those are the real young guys, and just remember how young Smart is in his fourth year. He's the gray beard of the kids. He's 23.
It's unbelievable.
And Dave, just for a frame of reference, so people are so used to these guys being 19, 20, 21 years old. In the old days, it was so different when there were four-year college players. Larry Bird turned 23 on December 7th, 79, excuse me, his rookie year. He was 23 years old as a rookie, and now Smart is a four-year veteran at 23, and that's the way the trend of the NBA these days.
And the Celtics are going to have to make a difficult decision on Marcus Smart following the season. They failed to extend him going into this season, so now he will enter restricted free agency in this new NBA where guys like Kelly Olynyk are worth $50 million. So I'm glad you brought up Smart and Rozier. In my mind, anyways, that's sort of the choice that the Celtics will have to make between the two. I'm not sure that there's a mathematical way that you can hold on to both of them and pay Horford and pay Kyrie in a couple of years, unless you, Bob, because you know this as well as anybody, is there a way where you can pull it all off and pay them all?
No, that's why Avery Bradley's a Detroit Piston. You love that. You think Danny Ainge is on record as saying he was just as aggrieved at losing Bradley as he was losing Thomas. Which, by the way, I suspect rankled Thomas. I think that may have a little bit of something in the back of his mind to do why Thomas went off about Danny.
Sure.
Because he didn't get the full respect and that he thought he deserved by being having Bradley equated to him. Sure, there will be decisions, and that's the way the world and all sports, including baseball, which doesn't have a salary cap, but which has a luxury tax, which is a very ominous thing for a lot of people. All our four major sports have salary limitations and capabilities. I mean, and restrictions, and always invariably there are decisions that teams must make, hard ones and painful ones.
We've seen these salary explosions in the NBA before, Bob. You know, when guys that are average players getting above average contracts. It's been going on in the NBA for about 3-4 years now as the cap continued to rise. This year it finally went down by like $2 million. Is this sustainable, or are we going to be facing a lockout and or a strike at some point here in the foreseeable future?
It's always possible. The one thing about the NBA is that there are, as opposed to the NFL, for example, and even baseball, there are excellent general relations between labor and management. Adam Silver and Roberts, the new head of the Players Association, have established a personal rapport, and that's very important. You don't have the basic contentiousness that has permeated so many previous labor management negotiations in American sport. Doesn't mean that something can't change between that. But yes, it's possible. But sooner or later it's going to happen that certain owners are going to feel that they don't want to pay, and you know, so on and so forth. But the NBA is set up to try to avoid chaos, I think, right now.
It's Sports Radio WEEI. It's Patrick Gilroy sitting in for Mike Mananski on the phone with us right now from Bob Ryan's Basketball Boston podcast. Bob Ryan, it's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and CLNS Radio. And Bob, I don't know if you follow along here on EEI and on the other station during the week, but there's been a heated debate in recent weeks over Al Horford. And Lou Maloney brought it up, and it's sort of taken on a life of its own. He nicknamed Al Horford Average Al. I happen to think that Al Horford is one of these guys where, you know, the numbers don't tell the complete story. In your mind, when you look at Al Horford, is he more of a piece of a contender, or is he legitimately a great player?
It's time for Lou Maloney, who I like and consider to be a friend, to fess up. When we're wrong, we're wrong. Lou, you couldn't be more wrong. I mean, what was he watching in these first 10 games to have him say that? He's an acquired taste. It takes a while. He isn't flashy. He's not going to score 25. It's not going to be a 25-18 game. But guess what? It might be a 15-11-8 game that turns the tide, and keeping an offensive play going, and setting a proper pick, and passing the ball to the right guy at the right time, and the right propitious moment of the game, and doing the right defensive move, the right hedge. He is a consummately smart, he's the smartest player on the team. Period. He's the smartest player on the team. Smartest basketball player out there is the most talented is Kyrie Irving. The smartest is Al Horford,
and people should know that by now. We've seen a full year of him. The Celtics would do it all over again. They are so happy. They're getting everything out of him that they expected,
and I don't know why people don't understand that now. They should. I mean, at this point in time, they should understand it.
It's simply a matter of box scores, right? If you don't watch the game and you look at the box score, I can understand why.
Yeah.
When you look at the $27 million per year and you see 12-7, why you would be disappointed. What you don't
there's
a direct correlation, Bob, between the fact that Isaiah Thomas and Kelly Olynyk and Jay Crowder all had career years from beyond the arc last year with Al Horford there delivering them the basketball.
There's a lot of reasons. That's right. A very good point. And he is just a very good basketball player. And as I said, he's a different type of major star, but a major star he is.
And you look at the Celtics team now, they're in the midst of trying to make a run. Celtics trailing Charlotte 77-74. And I'll tell you, tonight was another difficult night for the Celtics. Kyrie Irving went down with what the Celtics are calling concussion-like symptoms. They haven't, as far as I know, diagnosed him with a concussion yet. Let's assume he's concussed. That was a nasty hit. One thing you got to love about this team, Bob, is their fight and their heart. That was the one worry I think fans had going into this season, every Brad Stevens-led team, going back to the 25-win team from 4 years ago, has been known for delivering fight and heart and 100% effort. This year, with the top-tier talent, I'm not sure fans knew what to expect. This year, in your opinion, do they have the same fight and heart? Because I'm seeing it every night.
You're seeing it at this moment as we speak.
Yeah.
They were down 18. They started off shooting terribly. They had one field goal in the first 6 minutes of the game, which was a goaltend. So they did not actually have a legitimate basket in the first 6 minutes of this game. They never let it get out of hand. They continued to scrap. They are showing heart. They're down by three now. So in my mind right now, I'm happy. Win or lose, yeah, you want to win, of course.
Of course.
But, you know, it's a long season. Don't fret if they don't. They have proven something again tonight without Horford, without Kyrie Irving, they are doing it again, and that's a tribute to everybody involved, which starts with Danny and getting these players and the coach who's coaching them up and these guys showing some grit. This is a really likable team, really, really likable. And this is, and win or lose, if they win, this will say it's probably the best win of the year. Yeah, although we had that win in San Antonio, but this is a wonderful effort right now. They salvaged the evening already. And if you have any kind of common sense and sensibility, you already love this team just tonight for what they're doing.
Bigger picture stuff here, Bob, before we get you out of here. Less Hayward for the entire season. What's now the ceiling that you've seen this team for 12 games?
Well,
what's your ceiling this year?
Ceiling is finals. Look at the East. Now, we have one assumption we must make. I can't bring myself to believe that Cleveland is going to stay this bad.
They look bad, don't they, though?
They're last in defense. Defensive points given up, they're last in all the metrics. They're horrible on defense, which is why they're 5-7 as this night begins. They're going to get better. They have to. Other than that, who's so good? There's nice teams. Toronto's nice. Washington's nice. Charlotte's nice.
Milwaukee.
Who's better than Boston?
Nobody's.
Without Horford. Excuse me, without Hayward, from what we've seen already, I think they can go and play in the Eastern Conference Finals at the very least with this team they have right now. I won't say I expect it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Looking at the drop-off that Cleveland's getting from Jay Crowder as far as production goes, the Crowder that we saw here in Boston the last few years versus the Crowder that they've got in Cleveland right now, doesn't that speak to the coaching and the Celtics' ability to put these guys in their best position to succeed? Because that guy looks lost out there.
I said when Irving came that one thing that he's going to find out, and maybe he was really what was looking for, if he's going to have it confirmed. If he was looking for it, it will be confirmed. If he didn't know, he will find out. He will be coached better than he's been coached in the NBA. I won't say it's the best coach he ever played for, because he did play for Mike Krzyzewski, although only 11 games and how many practices. I won't go crazy here and say he's the best coach he's ever played for, but he's better coach in the NBA than he played for. No offense, Ty Lue, he's a nice fella and he's a coach. He's a competent, average, at best NBA coach. Stevens is better. So I think that it's a safe statement that when you go from Boston to Cleveland, you're going backwards, going down in terms of coaching, coaching ability.
Last one from me, Bob. Do you expect the Celtics to use that $8.4 million injured player exemption?
Expect. I'd say I'm a percentage chance guy. Assuming they're going to be in a position to solidify themselves and nail down a one or two seed at that time, I'd say it's about a 75% chance.
There it is. Bob, I appreciate you joining the program. And tell everybody out there once again how to get your podcast.
Well, you told them everything and all the conventional ways. People are hit the podcast, the Stitcher, the iTunes, the CLNS. Just go online go Bob Ryan Boston Podcast. You can find it that way. Thank you for doing it. It's been a lot of fun. I never dreamed this. A year ago at this time, that was not part of my life, and it was brought into my life, and I'm really happy it has been.
Yeah, we're all happy it has been. The more Bob Ryan that we get, the better, Bob. I appreciate you taking a few minutes and joining the program, and hopefully the Celtics pull this thing out tonight.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, Patrick, bye-bye.
There he goes. I mean, he's an absolute legend, Bob Ryan. You guys know him from The Globe. You know him from ESPN. And now he does a weekly podcast available for download on CLNS Radio, clnsmedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. It's Patrick Gilroy in for Mike Manansky. Room for you at 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.